Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions.
You are equipped. For our Bible reading today, we hear from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we hear verses 26 and 27. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. Imagine you're meeting a friend for coffee. You both stand in line and catch up as the barista makes your drink. After the barista hands you your beverages, you find a table ready to continue chatting. But then your friend says to you, "You know, you're not smart, influential, or important." Wait, what? Our natural reaction would be to try to prove that we are smart, influential, or important. How quickly we would list the accolades that make us exactly those things. How quickly we would come to our own defense. Tearing you down, that's not what friends are supposed to be for. Then we get quiet. We remember what it was like to be handed our firstborn baby, walk out of the hospital, and think, "What am I supposed to do now?" We think about the to-do list, the groceries, the school sign-ups, and the dinner that needs to be made. We think about the classroom that will never be prepped in time and the materials that just never seem to be where they are supposed to be. And why are we always out of blue paint? We remember the camping trips where inevitably something is always forgotten. That's okay. I guess I didn't really need a pillow. It may feel like our family is falling apart and we never have enough time together. Then there's the loss of a loved one that we still think about daily. We think of all the ways that Jesus reminds us, "You have nothing without me." Yet we keep trying to do it ourselves. We continue to get frustrated when that doesn't work. We continue to be frustrated that we keep falling short and that we keep spinning in circles after trying everything. Finally, we're brought back to reality. Then we have to say, "You're right, I'm not smart, influential, or important." Then comes God. God's power and wisdom are not dependent on human status and what we can do on our own. As God always does, he doesn't leave us alone and unequipped. He remains constant. He reminds us that he has equipped us. He stands still for us. He says, "I've got you. You have nothing without me, but you have everything with me. When you feel alone, I'm right beside you. When you walk through the dark valleys, I am with you. Those big, hard things that seem impossible, I will equip you for all that comes your way. Remember, I have overcome the world. You are blessed through me and because of me." It all may be too big on our own. By ourselves, we can't handle the to-do list and serving 100 school kids and their families. By ourselves, we don't have the strength when a family feels like it is falling apart or we are grieving the loss of a loved one. But the beautiful thing is that we don't have to do those things alone. God stands strong, he stands tall, and he says, "I am here. I've got you. With me, you are wise. With me, you are influential. With me, you can do everything. With me, you are blessed. You are never alone. You are equipped for whatever I put in your life." May Jesus continue to remind you today and always that you are equipped. You are exactly where God called you to be, and you are blessed. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, please remind us today and always that I am equipped and exactly where your Father needs me to be. Thank you for always reminding me that I am blessed by you and through you. In your name I pray, amen. Here's a question for you to consider. What is a way that God has blessed you in the last week? What is a way that God may use you to bless others in the next week?
Thanks for listening. For more devotions, visit wells.net/devotions. The Lord guide you and cover you with His grace today and always.